Blog Talk Radio.
Show. Let me go ahead and get the timeline in on here. Today is Sunday, October 29th of the year 2017. In a moment, I'm going to bring today's guest online with us. It's Melissa Verplank. But first, let me give you a little feedback and what's going on over at Groomer Talk right now. Lots of discussions as usual, but we have giveaways. Just our biggest set of giveaways for the year always starts in fall and goes through the holidays. Right now, currently, Groomer's Choice has donated 2 cases of shampoo and conditioner. We're going to have 3 winners. The game is underway. It's conducted at the message board. It's a lot of fun. Even just participating on the board, you get entered into the drawing. You can play all the fall, Halloween, Thanksgiving-type trivia games and win extra tickets in the drawing. Winners will get to mix and match the amount of gallons they win between Green Groom, Bark to Basics, or Coat Handler products. First prize winner gets a full case mix and match, and the other two, second and third place, get 2 gallons each mix and match again. We thank Groomer's Choice for making this possible. That's groomerschoice.com. What's coming up right after Halloween? We've got 2 holiday contests. First one, we call it Santa's Cash. Inside Santa's bag of presents, he's got up to $500 cash in that bag. The way we're going to play this, pretty simple, pretty fun. Once a day, you can come to the message board and guess the amount of that cash. Whoever is guesses the exact amount of cash is going to win that cash. Something to come in handy during the holiday season. Also, early November, we'll start the 7th annual Metro Master Blaster HV Dryer giveaway. We're not sure how the gameplay is going to work, but the gameplay will be done again through the Groomer Talk community. So it'll be explained once it's up there. Probably, again, just participating. We'll get you in the drawing. But we love to have games. We have thousands of games and photo games and whatever there. We'll bring something along, something with the holiday theme. So we've got lots to give away, easy to just enter and play. And let's go on with Melissa. That's enough of me talking right now. Melissa's coming back. She's, of course, been on our show several times before. Today we're going to be looking at some updates with what's going on. And Melissa is certainly one of the big personality names in the industry. But let me give an introduction. We have many people sometimes. This is their first, as career seekers, their first introduction to Groomer Talk and our radio. Melissa is a certified master stylist with over 30 years experience in the professional pet grooming industry. In 2009, she operated 3 pet-related companies, a luxury boarding facility called Whiskers Resort and Pet Spa, and 2 companies that are involved with educating the professional pet groomer and stylist, first being the Paragon School of Pet Grooming and White Dog Enterprises, Inc. She, of course, publishes products and services via her website, Melissa Verplank, all one word, melissaverplank.com. In 2010, Melissa expanded her product line with training to help business owners to grow your own groomers. And she also provides a very popular, to me, essential, something that every groomer can benefit from, Learn to Groom Dogs. She's got it's award-winning, and she's got plenty of videos there, always growing. And, of course, she does have a blog with us as well at groomwise.com. You can, she contributes there, and we post those at the Groomer Talk board. Let me bring Melissa on because she's always up to things, and she's that was just the intro there of what she's doing, and we're going to find out what she's been up to since her last visit here. I'm opening her line. Melissa, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Well, hello. I'm so glad to have you back again, and we're going to let you bring us up to date to start with. What else you've been working on?
Oh, geez. You know, Stephen, I never sit still, and I don't know whether that's a positive thing or whether I really need to start slowing down, but there's always something. My mind is just way, way too active. So, you know, we've got all the different educational companies, and I'm just always, you know, amazed at what we've been able to accomplish. The Paragon School, you know, we've been teaching folks how to become professional pet groomers since the early 90s. So, you know, one of the things we're looking at is doing updates there with the entire curriculum. So that's pretty exciting. And we've got a lot of new faces on our team. Actually, our team is just changing and expanding. And that's really, really exciting. So, I'm loving that. Probably since the last time I've been on, I can't remember exactly when we chatted last.
It was a good couple of years ago. But let's talk about your awards. What about the awards you've gotten of late?
Well, one of the things we did is we did an update to Notes from the Grooming Table. We originally brought that book out in 2004, and we did an update on that. And it was one of those projects that we thought, oh, this will be a breeze to do. We'll be able to whip this baby out and update her in no time. And sure enough, you know, 2 years later, we're finally being able to make it happen. But we did do the updated version, and the original version was a blue cover, and the new version is a burgundy-colored book. And I was pretty amazed that it won the 2017 Benjamin Franklin Gold Award for the educational category, which I was amazed. I really didn't expect it. So that was really a neat feather to put into our cap. And not only did we update Notes from the Grooming Table, but it also has a companion guide. It's kind of the abridged version of Notes from the Grooming Table, and it's called Notes Pocket Pal. And it's a smaller, obviously a much smaller book, where the main book has got well over, I think there's 208 breeds that we feature in Notes from the Grooming Table. And Pocket Pal deals with just the groomable breeds. And so there's close to probably 50 dogs in that particular little book. And again, we updated it, and we put a bunch of the new breeds that we're starting to see more that have been recognized and brought into the American Kennel Club, like the Pumi and the Legato. A few of those breeds are also not only in the new notes, but also over in the Pocket Pal as well. So that's kind of a neat little guide that when you're just not quite remembering what you should be doing, it's just a really fast little reference guide. And the other thing that's really neat about the Pocket Pal is it's printed on plastic paper. So it can fit in your pocket, or it can go into your toolbox, and it's virtually indestructible. We've tried to destroy it. I still remember when we first had the paper, we're like, come on, you know, the printing company's like, honest, you can't destroy this stuff. And we're like, you don't understand the environment that we all work in. And they're like, go ahead, try to wreck it. And so we put food all over it. We dunked it in buckets of water. I mean, we tried to really beat this thing up. And by the time we, you know, spilled food all over it, spilled coffee, spilled our lunch, dunked it in a bucket of water, took a high velocity dryer to it on low. She turned out just fine, and we were shocked. So, anyhow, that's another little item that we have out from White Dog Enterprise. And then Learn to Groom. I love Learn to Groom because as groomers, we're all really visual people. And I think, you know, the best way people learn is by watching somebody else. But, you know, for so many folks, getting out to work with some of the top stylists that our industry has to offer, it's just not, people are limited by time, they're limited by financial limitations. There's just a lot of reasons that it makes it tough for people to get out there. And so we started Learn to Groom, and I think we've talked about Learn to Groom before, but now we're up to over 600 videos in our library. And, I mean, that's just mind-boggling to me. And to think that I've sat in on every single video shoot. I generally review the videos. I see them three times before they go up into the library. And that Learn to Groom, we just won for the fourth year in a row the Barclay Honors Award for Website of the Year. So, I'm tickled with that. But really, Learn to Groom isn't as much about me because I don't know everything. You know, there's always other people out there that know more than I do, that do things a little bit differently because there's, with professional pet grooming, there's so many shades of gray of, and, you know, what caliber, what level. There's just a lot of different ways to do things. And I compare it a lot even to my husband, who's also a professional pet groomer. And, you know, I'm a shorty. I'm only about 5'3", and my husband's about 6 foot. And I'm right-handed, and he's left-handed. And things that work for him don't work for me and vice versa. So there's lots of different ways to do something as long as the pet is being handled with compassion and respectfully, and you're going for a quality result, you know, there's lots of ways to do it. So Learn to Groom, we've got over 40 of the top pros in our industry, and they're our training partners, and that's who we film. So, you know, that's really fun. And I'm just so honored that we've been able to win that Barclays Honors Award for 4 years in a row. It just, I remember the first, like the second, yeah, the second time we won it, I was like, we're not going to win it. I didn't even show up to the awards banquet, and that was a mistake. I won't ever do that again. So.
What about spotlight sessions?
The spotlight sessions, those are a part of Learn to Groom, and that was something a little bit new. We were, you know, looking at how people were viewing the videos, and they really wanted to see, a lot of the videos are anywhere from 45 minutes to just over an hour in length, and that's, you know, filming the entire grooming process, not the bath and the brush, but the full trimming section. And but people wanted to know, well, I don't want to watch the whole Scotty. I just need to know how to do the ears, or I just need to see how to set the angle on that back leg of that Bichon. And so what we listened to what our members were saying, and we started last year going into the full videos and extracting just like these short golden nuggets, and we're calling them the spotlight sessions. And each spotlight session will be anywhere from 2 minutes up to generally, I try really, really hard to keep them under 14 minutes. So between 2 and 14 minutes. And it is an entire lesson on one little section of a dog. And so it allows people to get in there to see it, you know, quickly, get their information, and then be able to take it back and apply it right away. So we've been thrilled. People seem to really enjoy the spotlight sessions. They still enjoy the full feature videos, which we're still doing. But we are now kind of supplementing and putting a lot of those spotlight sessions in there so people can get that information real quickly. And like I said, people seem to really enjoy it, and they don't have to review that whole hour-long video, which can sometimes be a little like watching paint dry.
Exactly. I find the same way with, you know, just the way a lot of internet groomers, just internet people, things in smaller smaller amounts, but you can do larger amounts of them, but smaller little things they don't want often. It's like even with this show, we never go over an hour now. People, and sometimes 30, 40 minutes is okay for some guests. And I say, and someone doesn't even have something a lot to talk about, and I say, well, just a 20-minute spot. It really suits, you got to suit people today with what they, what their attention span and all the, seems like time is going faster for everybody and all. So that's a very good idea of doing the spotlights.
Yeah, it is. And that's, you know, for absolutely everybody, Stephen, you're so right that, you know, and the one thing that all of us have, we're all given 24 hours a day, and we can't extend that as much as we all would like to be able to. So, you know, when people are spending time with any of our companies, I'm just really honored, but I am realizing that time is very precious, and people don't have time to waste. So the quicker that we can get the information they want into them, whether it be through my books or my videos or even my blog, you know, I really try to limit it to how many words, because people want to grab that information, you know, do a quick read, do a quick review of a visual and move on. And I think, you know, with Notes from the Grooming Table, the reason that book remains so popular is it's so easy to find information, you know, just the way that it's set up. And I'm just always shocked that Notes continues to sell as strong or actually much stronger than it did when we first brought it out, even the first 5 years. It still is one of just the top, I just top books that's out there. And I love it that we can help that many people.
Right. Me too. Why don't you tell us about Paragon and its curriculum? I hear you have some things and you're going on over there with development.
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, Paragon has been around, like I said, since the early 90s. And she just needed a facelift. And so that's what we've been doing. That's what the probably the last 2 years we've really focused on. And like I said, we've got some new faces, and I work with a business coach now all the time, which has really helped guide us and get us on a path. And the learner today is different than what the learner was back in the 90s and even in early 2000s. And so we're really looking at the curriculum, and we're looking at what has worked so well for so many years and kind of revamping it and giving it a full facelift. We're not redoing everything because it works beautifully, but there's a lot of different sections that just needed to be updated and overhauled and revised. And so that's what we've really been focusing on. And, you know, Stephen, one of the biggest things is every company, you can't do amazing things totally solo. You've got to have a team of people behind you. And getting everybody on the same page, whew, you know, grooming dogs is easy. Managing staff is another. That's a whole other ball of wax. And any of the folks that are out there that have a team that they're working with, I'm sure they can relate to those words, is that working with people and your staff can sometimes be a challenge. But one of the things that we've really been putting into play for the past year is what we call our OBO. And the OBO stands for One Big Objective. And we took quite a bit of time to think about what our OBO, our one big objective, would be that could kind of be our guiding light with everything that we did and how we wanted to be. And the phrase that we came up with that we've been testing for almost a year now, and it's been working so well. And our phrase is serving others beyond their expectations. And so for me, when I first started in this industry, you know, what I love about serving others beyond their expectations is that was always what I lived my life by, you know, back when I was a single mobile stylist and trying to, you know, make my customers happy, as I always wanted to serve them beyond their expectations. And that is really circling around back to what my personal core beliefs are, only now we're implementing it with the entire team so they know how to use it, how to implement it, and so that we are absolutely 100% customer-centered. And when I say customers, you know, with Paragon, that's an interesting ball of wax right there, because it's not just our pet owning clients, it's our students, it's the pets themselves, it's our members that are out there with Learn to Groom, it's the folks that purchase our books. So, you know, it allows us to really think about how we're handling a particular situation. And are we, you know, are we living up to our OBO 110% all the time? No, we're humans. You know, everybody makes mistakes, but it has really, really helped us pull our team together, and we're all definitely rowing in the same direction. And that's a really, really good feeling to see that starting to happen throughout all of my educational companies. So super, super cool. And I, you know, up until about 18 months ago, I'd never, you know, I've heard of mission statements and I've heard of things like that, but I'd never heard of an OBO. And but now that we've been living it and dealing with it, living by one big objective, certainly has helped us out a lot.
Great. But what else is going on?
Well, over at Paragon, one of the things that, you know, we needed to kind of update was we've always been computerized, but our computer system was just a smidge out of date. And so we're looking at bringing computerization throughout the entire training facility, not only with the pet records, but with the appointment booking and scheduling, and even to the assignments with our students. So that's pretty exciting. And going back to, well, let me go on. We're remodeling and outfitting the entire campus, and we're also just about ready. I think January 1, I think they're trying to launch the our brand new website, which I'm really excited about. Just again, things just get, if you don't pay attention, things get a little out of date, and they don't run as smoothly as they should, and especially when you're dealing with technology things. Technology moves at a very, very rapid pace, and it's almost hard to keep up with it. And I'm sure you can appreciate that fact what you do.
My schedule changes all the time, but
And then, you know, when you think something's going to work perfectly, then you find out, oh, well, that's not going quite the way we thought it was going to. So you got to make some changes on the fly. But it can be frustrating, but it's really exciting at the same time. And to be able to start working with some of the new things that are out there and finding out where there's gaps, where there's still a real need for, you know, products or services that embrace the technology. So we're really looking at how to encompass all of that with Paragon and getting ready to launch Paragon, you know, to be able to very effectively handle students in the next few years. And you know, one of the things that we say is, what is it going to look like in 2020, whether that be 2020 vision or the year 2020? And so we're really focused hard on where we're going to be in 2020 and trying to crystallize what our vision is going to be with that. So, again, just really, you know, exciting things going on with that, and taking, you know, the curriculum and really utilizing all of the books and the educational materials that I've created and some of the things that are kind of in the works. We're almost letting Paragon be our test ground for new things that I've kind of got on the chopping block, and trying to decide what ones do we really want to sink our teeth into and expand upon, or what ones do we just keep them in-house. But again, very interesting to see how all of that is starting to come into play, and the new team members that we have, they're young, they're fresh, they're really, and I shouldn't say they're young, because the two leaders that I have right now really heading up the educational side of things are graduates from the 90s. And so they have worked with Paragon throughout their entire careers. And so even though, you know, to me they're kind of young, but they're not. They're highly experienced. They've been out. They've been in the real world. They've worked with their own salons. They've worked with teams of people. They've worked in corporate. And so now it's kind of like they're coming back to the roost, and they're helping the next generation of professional pet groomers coming up and getting the education that they need to take them forward with their careers. So super, super exciting with that. And I just, to watch these two women work together and to work with their team, mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. I just, to see the harmony that is going on and the changes that are taking place, super, super exciting with all of that. So those are, yeah, some things that we're working on. One of the other things that other people have done it, and we haven't utilized the entire Learn to Groom library, and that's one of the things that we're looking at implementing a lot more strongly. We've always implemented all of the core videos, which there's a whole section on learntogroomdogs.com that is just what I would consider core skills. You gotta nail these absolutely hands down before you can go on to anything more advanced. And so we've always used those. And as soon as we introduced those videos quite a few years ago, it was amazing to watch the consistency of our students. And it was just so much better than having one instructor trying to teach the same thing over and over again. And quite honestly, instructors would get really burnt out with that. So to be able to utilize the core skill videos, it brought consistency to all of the training, and it really upped the game a lot for our students. But we hadn't gone a whole lot beyond the core skill videos, where now we've got big flat screen TV and that is going up, and we're starting to utilize many of the training partners. Like I said, there's about 40 training partners that are the best of the best. And what better demonstration to have than to have one of the top groomers in the country right there on a big screen demonstrating how to do a pet Bichon trim or a pet Westie trim? Or, you know, we at the school, we really focus more on everyday grooming. And so we don't generally ask our students to watch the show trimming type things, but, you know, that's on there as well. And there might be core nuggets out of those show trims that even a beginner could really utilize. But to be able to work with Learn to Groom right in the school, the facility itself, that's working out well, and we're just, you know, trying to figure out more ways to be able to work with that. One of the things is we're looking through all of our programs. We do have a home study program, and it's called the Distance Learning Program, and it's a diploma program. And as we're looking at the curriculum and looking at ways to change it up and to bring it a little bit more up to date, we realized that our home study program needed a huge overhaul, to the point we pulled it off the website, and it's not available right now. And we've took almost the last year and have just dissected every part of the home study program, and we'll be bringing that back out again. 2018 is going to be kind of exciting because we've got lots of new things coming out that I'm not sure if I can handle all the launches of all the new products all in almost like a one-month period, but that's kind of we're targeting right at the very end of the year, the beginning of the year, to be able to relaunch a number of things. So that will be coming back out, and we're going to be looking at different ways to help the learner with that. What we discovered was once you got into the more advanced program with the home study program, students at home couldn't find the necessary dogs. And so we're looking at ways to partner with the student and partner with salon owners and rescue organizations to help get those dogs underneath them. Because, you know, you can learn a lot through books, but when it comes to grooming, you've got to get your hands in fur. And So we're really looking at how to do that in a manner that keeps everybody safe and maintains the quality of grooming, whether they're, you know, at the campus in West Michigan or whether they're learning at home or working with a salon owner, and maybe they're going through our diploma program, as that was the other thing that we've really looked at doing, and we're testing it on a local level, and it has been so well received, and that is partnering with salon owners and helping to bridge the hiring gap. And so a lot of folks have been testing out, kind of in a beta version, the home study program, but they're doing it in salons where the salon owner is kind of being the mentor over top of them. So, again, just lots of different ways to work with salon owners to help and new career seekers to enter into the field, because this industry, Stephen, as you know, is just, it's not slowing down. And I'm sure you're seeing, you know, you've probably got more of the stats even than I do of the growth of the pet service sector of the, you know, the pet industry. It's just mind-boggling.
Yes, it is. It's
continuing
to grow.
Yeah. So those are, you know, things that we're really looking at doing, and some of the changes that we've had over in Paragon. Another one of the things that we've been working hard with is each month we spotlight some organization within need or that has a need in our community, and the students and the staff, we get everybody involved. And, you know, sometimes it's cleaning up dog parks. We've been doing a lot of rescue dogs, grooming them, getting them ready for their forever homes. We've been collecting food for food banks, money, donating grooms, whatever we can do, but really working within the community. And, you know, we've just really been putting all of these things together in the last year, and something's got to be going on right, because the energy, the vibe at Paragon right now is electric. I'm just, wow. And for the first time ever in our history, we have a waiting list for enrollment, which we've never had that happen before. We can't take any new students until well into January right now. We have class starts normally, two class starts every month, and we are totally sold out. There's no room on the floor. So, love it. I'm so excited to be able to help these folks get their careers launched and get them into salons and earning a, you know, making their dreams come true, because people don't get into the field of professional pet grooming normally because it's a dream. It's not something that you're ever forced to do. It's a passion, and thank heavens it is, because it makes it so much more enjoyable and rewarding, I think, for everybody.
Let me ask one thing on your, on the classes that you're offering. You and I, long ago, we've always talked about 600 clock hours was really pretty essential, and trying to do it in less is difficult and all. Are you still sticking with the 600 clock hours?
Yeah, 600 is definitely our most popular program, and it's the most comprehensive program. But we learned through years ago working with a corporate training that if somebody is really motivated, and they've got that personality, they are a go-getter, and you just can't hold them back, they can pick up enough of the core skills that they can go on and continue to learn and continue to grow their career with just 240 hours. And so that program is definitely does a good job for certain folks, because most people that get into this field were still predominantly female dominated, although we are seeing more and more men get involved with professional pet grooming. But for the most part, our student body is predominantly female, and most of the time, it is not a first career. And so a lot of our students are adult learners who have got families at home, and they just cannot afford to be gone for, you know, the 15 weeks that it takes to do the program full time, you know, 5 days a week. And so the 240-hour program is a little bit more doable for somebody who maybe isn't from the local area that is traveling from a different state, or even, you know, some, we've even had occasionally students from other countries come in. And so they can do it, but we'll always tell them, you know, we're straight up, you're going to have to continue to really push yourself, and we're going to give you a good, solid foundation to start your career, but you're not done. And that goes with a 600-hour student as well. You know,
sure.
What we can do is give a foundation, and what the individual does with their career once they leave us, that's totally up to them, you know. And every school, and I don't care whether it's Paragon or whatever school it is, whatever college, you always have your A students, you have your B, C, D, and they pass, but how? You know, every school has the variances. That's why there's a grade point average. And so if anybody is ever looking to hire a graduate from a grooming school, one of the things I will always encourage a prospective employer to ask the recent graduate is, what was their grade point average, what was their GPA, and what was their attendance? And you can tell a lot just by looking at those two things. And, you know, it's very, we always give a perfect attendance award, and we don't give that out very often. But, you know, when you see somebody really being put on probation because they haven't been able to get to class for whatever reason, you know, with a 600-hour program or a 240-hour program, you start losing hours, and you're losing key information. And it also tells you that person, you know, may not be as motivated as what they might have thought. And we all know that folks do get involved with the pet grooming industry thinking that they get to play with puppies all day, and then you find out it's a little more than, it's kind of hard work, you know. And so if they've come in with any kind of false pretense of what it's going to be, or, you know, they get in and they realize they don't like it as much as they thought, they're probably not going to be the most motivated student, and it's going to reflect both in their attendance and their grade point average.
Right. Great. Well, why don't we move along to talk about whiskers. Not everybody knows of what a successful operation you have outside the school.
And yeah.
What's happening there?
Sometimes I look at Whiskers and I just have to pinch myself. I opened Whiskers, and Whiskers is Whiskers Resort and Pet Spa, and it is a luxury full-service boarding facility, doggy daycare, cattery, full-service grooming. So we've got a lot of different things going on. I never really wanted to get involved with the kennel business. I started in the kennel business when my career first started, when I was still a teenager, and I recognized really early on that is a 24/7 hour a week business. You know, day in, day out, every major holiday, every single weekend. You don't get it off because those are your busy times. And so I really never wanted to get involved with that because I really, I love animals, but I want to have my own time. I didn't want to be tethered to a 24/7 business. Like, that hasn't happened with other things, but at any rate. But my clients kept asking me where could I make a recommendation for a boarding facility. And the Grand Rapids community in West Michigan, which is where our home base is a good-sized city. I want to say it's the second largest city in Michigan, and I honestly couldn't recommend a boarding facility. And so finally, after years of being in this community, I finally said in 2007, or actually it was 2006, well, dang, if somebody isn't going to build one, I will. And so we opened Whiskers in 2007, And we started with 45 rooms, and it was about 10,000 square foot. And we are now at 180 rooms. We are now at around 30,000 square foot. When we first started our first full year in business, I think we were at around 250,000 in sales. And we are tracking right now to hit our target of 2.7 million in sales in 1 year. So to go in, you know, we just had our 10-year anniversary, which it still seems like yesterday when we opened Whiskers. And I can't believe the team of people that have I've been blessed to be able to work with. And a lot of the Whiskers success, I wish I could say I could take credit for it, but I can't. The success of Whiskers is from the general manager, Rebecca, and she is absolutely amazing. And she came from a hospitality background. And so, you know, sometimes when you're looking for people, you're not going to find the best talent or the best person for the job if you stay in just the pet industry. And Rebecca had a hospitality management or a degree. She also had two rounds of internship with the Disney program. And when she was dealing, she ended up working in hotels and also at large, high-end restaurants. I think one of the kitchens she managed, she had 200 employees. And in her spare time, with somebody doing that kind of work, but she still had spare time, she donated time to an animal shelter in, I want to say, Nashville. And so she had a little, you know, she had a love of animals, but she didn't have the expertise working hands-on. But she was absolutely a go-getter, and we ended up bringing her on within, I want to say, the first 9 or 10 months that Whiskers was open. And she has absolutely catapulted this business to something that all of us just go, wow, unreal. So, you know, and she's phenomenal at making people go, wow. And, you know, not only has Whiskers grown, and like I said, we started out with 45 rooms, and it was all luxury-based facility, and it still is. Now we're up to 180 rooms. But we've done it virtually with no advertising, other than referrals from our customers. And people don't talk about businesses that are boring. People don't talk about businesses that don't spark their interest. And what Rebecca is phenomenal at, and the entire team is phenomenal at, is making people just go, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this place. And so, you know, some of the things that we do there is no time that Whiskers is closed for tours. It is 24/7 tour ready. Anytime we are open to the general public, we are open to show off the facility. When we do tours, we take time. We take people through the entire facility. There's no place that is off limits. We want them to feel comfortable with where their fur baby is going to be. And we're not going to be able to make them feel comfortable if we don't take the time, you know, with them. So that is some of the things that we do. And I knew, even back when I built the original 10,000 square foot, I knew that sanitation was huge, absolutely huge. And so our HVAC system turns the air anywhere between 5 and 7 times an hour. And we pulled that from the medical community as well as restaurants. And so when people walk in, and when I've given tours to some of my professional team, my attorneys and my CPAs and people that aren't necessarily involved with the dog industry, they walk back into the facility, and we might have 200 dogs there, and you can't smell them, which is mind-boggling. But a lot of it is because sanitation. The team cleans nonstop, and the air turnover that we have. When it comes to the play yards, we do have a lot of outdoor play yards. I think there's over 30 play yards in total, and we tried every play yard surface I think that you possibly could. When I first bought the initial building, it had a 65 space parking lot out back, which we turned into the play yards. So we took the asphalt and painted it green like a tennis court. That didn't work so well. It looked pretty, but once the dogs started playing, they were burning their paws like crazy because they're sliding on asphalt. So we just started trying everything from chips to AstroTurf to you name it, we tried it. Gravel, wood chips, rubber chips, different types of artificial grass, and we finally said, all right, we just have to do it right. And so when we did our expansion in 2012 or 13, we did the 20,000-foot expansion, and we tore up every play yard that we had, and we did it in stages, so we never shut down all the play yards, but we replaced every play yard that we had with canine grass and did the foundation underneath correctly. And then we even built a disinfectant system that's automated. And so, again, we can just clean nonstop, and it's an automated disinfectant system all through those 30-some play yards. And we also did indoor play yards as well. So, you know, and with having that many play yards, it allows us to have group play with dogs, but we limit the size of the dogs per yard. And normally we have about 5 dogs in a yard, and they're separated not only by their size but also by their energy level, because, you know, when you put a whole bunch of puppies together, you know, and even though they may be the same size, if you've got an older dog in there, they just don't have the tolerance for a youngster that, you know, that you put them with a group of puppies and they have a ball. So it really minimizes the amount of situations that we have where an animal potentially could get hurt. That's the last thing that we want. And so it allows the staff to be able to interact more personally with the dogs, and we have a lot less incidents with the dogs that may not get along with one another. So that works really well. And, you know, the other thing is having dogs playing all day long isn't always the best thing. Dogs were never designed to play nonstop. And so what we found with, you know, going with super long group play sessions is that our incident rates would increase. And so we started lowering the amount of time that our dogs get. We would do more frequent play times but limit the interaction. And that really helped keep the dogs being really upbeat and having a great time. And I think one of the best sales pitches that we have, and it doesn't come from anything that we've designed, it comes directly from the dog itself. When owners get out of the cars to bring their pets into the building, the dog is running for the door and jumping on the door. They want in the facility so bad because all their friends are there. And I mean, that just makes my heart melt. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you don't see that very often. So that's something, you know, really special. So like I said, we generally are running over 200 dogs a day. On average, our occupancy rate stays right at 100%. And some of that is because we use our rooms for daycare as well as overnight lodging. And so it keeps the facility full all the time. And it's, you know, I cannot believe the success that this business has had. But we decided to go absolutely top rate. And you know, we opened in 2007, and what happened in 2008? the economy just absolutely took a nosedive. And we knew we were a luxury facility. And it kind of, you know, in West Michigan didn't have the same types of situations that over on the east side of the state, which is really tied to the automotive industry. We are a little bit more a medical destination point. And it's just, it's got a stronger economy over in West Michigan. I mean, we felt that downslide, but we never slowed down. From the time we opened all through when the economy was hurting so badly, Whiskers continued to grow to the point that, you know, we ended up adding an extra 20,000 square feet and adding, you know, up going up to 180 rooms. So that was pretty amazing. And we actually, I had a little bit of land left over on this corner lot, and I had a veterinarian come in and want to partner with us, and I wasn't ready to build another multi-million-dollar type facility. I'm like, no, if you want the land, I'll sell it to you, but, you know, you got to be on your own. And so they ended up buying the land, and even though they're a total separate entity, we all work together really closely, and we've got a great relationship. So it's almost like an entire, you know, block of pet service complex. So that's kind of a neat thing. And so we're really, you know, we're huge on safety for the pets, but we're really big with safety with our own staff as well. And all of our staff, they go through CPR and pet safety training. We work consistently with the vet on an ongoing basis to make sure that all of the staff is totally up with any type of medical type emergency that might come on board. They have protocols in place. They know how to deal with a situation. We've got the vet right next door. We've even gone through, you know, critical incident training, which I hope we never have to use. But in today's age, you just don't know what's going to happen. And so our entire team, and it's about 60 employees, have all gone through critical incident training. So whether we have, you know, a crisis with an active shooter in the facility, or we have a tornado, or, you know, some kind of crisis hits, this team knows how to react and knows how to keep all the pets as safe as it can. So, yeah, neat things going on over at Whiskers. And
Melissa, I'd like to bring up a point, because I think that I've read with you that, you know, so many of the people with facilities with play yards, you see this mass. Sometimes I just see a mass of dogs in there, and I go, you know, that little dog over there is being overrun. It's really not having a good time because all these other bigger ones are running over this one. Doesn't anyone see that? Now, you have all these play yards, but you don't put large groups of dogs in, together in the play
right.
yards at once.
Nope, and we temperament test every dog that comes in the facility. And all of the clients, they have the option. Some dogs just don't play well with others, and so they have the option not to go into play groups. But before we will put a pet into a play group, every pet is temperament tested, and then we break those groups apart by size and energy level. And, you know, it really, again, it minimizes the incidents that can happen. And by being able to match energy levels, you know, all of a sudden we've got a whole doodle yard of, you know, large-sized doodles, and they're playing together and they're having a great time. And then we have all the wee dogs, little guys, you know, they're over here and they're playing together and they're having a great time. And it just, again, just really minimizes the type of incidents that we potentially could have when you've got a large group of animals together. You know, and dogs, as much as we want to humanize them, dogs will be dogs, and they're going to act like dogs, and things can go haywire really, really quickly. And how are you going to react to that, and how are you going to keep every pet safe? And so we just find that by being able to limit the number of pets that we have interacting with one another, they have their group of friends and they get along fabulously and they just have a really good time. And, you know, we have staff out in the play yards managing the play yards and tossing balls and taking pictures and you know, putting them up on Facebook, and clients are really active with our Facebook page and looking for their own dog that's out there just having a ball, whether it's, you know, swimming in the pools in the summer or playing in the snow in the winter or, you know, whatever it might be. And our whole thing is just to make sure those dogs have a great time, but they also get the rest and the downtime that they need as well to be able to be good canine citizens while they're in the resort.
Great. You know, we're going to need to keep moving along here because I know I still have some things to talk with you about, and our first hour is almost gone here. But I want to know, okay, Melissa, what are you planning for the future? What's still on your mind, things that motivate you and, you know, that I still want to do this?
There's always, you know, what we're really trying to do is just get our teams really playing together the way that, so that we are working all in the same direction. And that's one thing that Rebecca's been so skilled at doing is, you know, she started out with a very small staff, and she's grown it to 60 people. And out of those 60, 17 of them have been with Whiskers for over 5 years. And they really understand how to work together. And I won't say that we've always had that over at the educational companies. It's been a little, it's just a little different situation. And, but we have such a great company to follow and to see how Rebecca's doing that over at Whiskers and to bring a lot of that energy over into the educational companies. And, you know, Paragon has been around, you know, since I think our first classes started January of 1992. And so we just really needed to breathe a little bit of new life into that hands-on training program and get some fresh blood in there. And so we've done that. So we're excited with where we're headed and some of the ideas that are coming up. Some of the things we're really looking at is looking at webinar-based training programs to, again, reach more people. Of course, I want to write more books. I always want to write more books, but I have to slow down long enough to make that happen. But I've got like 3 titles in my mind, and a couple of them are close to being done, and I just have to be able to do that. With Learn to Groom, we're looking at bringing in multiple tiers and to enhance the search engine functions of that. So, you know, we're always, every year we try, with Learn to Groom, we try to do something new and different to improve the site. So that this year is going to be probably looking for 2018, how to put multiple tiers in there and to enhance the search features. Gosh, there's just so many things, of course. It's like I'm always thinking and always wanting to do new things. One of the ideas that the team wants to do is to do more advanced kind of boot camp training programs at the Paragon campus. And so we're looking at partnering with a lot of our training partners to be able to do that. And bottom line, just, you know, work more with technology, work with the community on a larger level, and really looking at social media outlets to help build our brand and our voice. And, you know, the more that we can build our brand and build our voice, it just means that we're helping more and more people and the pets in the process. And that's bottom line what I've always wanted to do is, you know, this is just such an amazing career choice. And I want to be one of the innovators with the professional pet industry and also now with the pet resort too, because there's we've traveled around a lot and there's very few places that are actually like Whiskers, and we're starting to do a lot of coaching with parties from outside our area going, how are you doing this? And so we're doing a lot of coaching over there. But we just want to be able to help more people enter the field of pet services and to do it in a manner that really takes it to another level. So I just see there's so many opportunities. Back when I was in my early 20s, I saw unlimited opportunities, and now I'm, you know, in my mid-50s, and I still see just so many opportunities that I want to reach out and help people see. And that's really what we're all about, and we're definitely making strides to help those folks that want to get involved.
Yes, you're actually a fabulous story. Just, you know, I've watched you. You remember when you used to talk with my mother some years ago? We go,
yeah.
I don't know how far we go back into when, you know, there
way,
were
way
few
back.
Books in the industry and before the internet and what was going on just starting this. And you've made a huge impact on the industry. I'm so proud of what all the things that you have done. And here we are still talking.
Oh, thank you.
Decades later. And I'm always looking forward to see what you're going to come through next.
I always try to keep everybody jumping and guessing what we're up to next. And again, just this industry, there's just so many opportunities. And I love being able to see what you're doing over with PetGroomer.com as well. And there's just, you know, there's a whole new generation out there that we get to help. And that's fun. That's what keeps me going. And I bet it.
We're continuing on with Grooming Business in a Box, and actually the long delay From Problems to Profits is coming back out, and I'm making that in the ebook style, and it's going to be like $2. I just want to get the information out there to people, because the business side is so important, and I know that you do business videos. It's still where there can be a lot more improvement and to make the working lifestyle less hectic and more stable for people. So yeah, that's going to be out next year for sure. It's almost done.
Wonderful.
You know, we had to change a lot of websites. I had the first PetGroomer.com site, I had to pare it down from 4,000 pages to 100, and that took up much last year. But, you know, like what you're seeing now, you have to. Google comes out and goes, you know, you've got to now do these mobile devices. And I go, oh, my God, we've got to change 4,000 pages to that. There's just no way. So we pared it down. And that's what we're working on behind the scenes. And then all of our Grooming Business in a Box will go ebook at some point next year. I really enjoy working one-on-one. Some of the people come, they write a plan, and I just get to assist them on the phone as they go through making their dream business come true. And that for me is just very rewarding and fun. Just like I used to teach, even with Mom, we would teach with students. I love that school environment in which you have. And just there's just something very rewarding about working with people making their careers and businesses come true. That's where it gets down to for us.
And it starts out with a love, but you know, if you want to be in business for yourself, it is so, so important to have that business plan and a well-thought-out business plan. And the business plan doesn't have to be 30 pages, but, you know, if you're just a small operator, just having a basic plan, and that's what, you know, Business in a Box is going to allow people to do, is put together that plan when they just don't know where to turn. But planning is everything.
Yes, it is. It's so important to make people think out the risks and everything, because this bank, maybe to make a loan, wants to know, but there's a reason they're doing that. And it's that, so when things do come up along the way, you've already thought it out. You already had at least some thoughts about it before that you can go back to and think. And people go, oh, I'm so glad I did that project. I never thought I'd get it done. It was hard to, but man, this came up, and I had thought that out already, you know, and whatever. So it's a very important process.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to have to bring this to a close. We're a little bit over time here, but that's fine with me. That was very interesting,
okay.
And I'm so glad to have been caught up with some of the things. And someday I've got to see your facility. I keep saying that all the time. I'd love to see your facility at some point.
Oh, yeah. Well, in the meantime, just go to Whiskers. It's Whiskers in Grand Rapids, not the one in Hawaii. There are two Whiskers, but it's Whiskers Resort and Pet Spa, and that's in Grand Rapids. And then definitely the Paragon School of Pet Grooming, that's going to be a new website coming out as well. So, definitely check us out. Somebody said at one point, Melissa, you're very Google-licious. So if you ever question where to go or how to find me, just type my name, and I come up all over the place. I didn't necessarily set out that way, but that's just the way it worked out. So, you type my name into the search engine, and you go find it.
Yes, anyone listening to the show, and if you forget any contact info, remember, Melissa has a banner right on the homepage of PetGroomer.com. You'll always be able to get links to multiple things that she's doing there. But let's go ahead and give out the websites. I'll let you do that where you want people to reference you without even Googling. Let's give that and put it on the show here.
Well, the easiest one is just go to melissaverplank.com, and that will link you into pretty much everything that I'm up to. So melissaverplank.com, and like I said, that should take you into almost everything that we're doing.
Right. I think I noticed that up late. That's good. So Melissa, all one word, Melissa, two S's, verplank.com,
yep.
Or just look at the homepage of petgroomer.com. You will find the banners near the top of the list of the page there of our sponsors. Okay, Melissa, thank you very much. And perhaps next year we'll have you on the show and see all that you've done in the subsequent year now.
Oh, I'm sure I'll have a list again. It's always moving, always changing. So thank you very much. It's always an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, Melissa. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.